We're talking with Fremont High head baseball coach, Mr. Jeff Hayden. Welcome. Nice to have you with us again today.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Ready for that season to go. Man, a little bit different this year. You've had some decent weather to actually get outside before you get started, right?
Yeah, it really has been nice. You know, the first week we were out every day, and we got, you know, about three or four pretty good controlled scrimmages in, and got the kids a whole bunch of live ground balls and fly balls, so that's always good to get. You know, obviously all of last week we were inside with the weather, and then this week we were back outside. So again, it's been a really good 3 weeks of practice. I've been really, really happy with the kids and how they prepared and how they're kind of practice ready every day. And yeah, it's been good. And it's been really good. It's an anomaly, but a good anomaly.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the team this year. What kind of a team you have? How many kids out? And what you're looking at is, I guess, the strengths and maybe if you do have some weaknesses. Let's just kind of talk about all those things.
Yeah, you bet. So we had 54 kids, freshman through senior, sign up for baseball this year. And a really good number for us, a strong number for us, about a little above average actually for what we typically have. You know, it's been, with our varsity club, you know, we lost obviously, 12 seniors last year, which they were all, you know, not only were they phenomenal kids, but they were great baseball players and all those other kind of things. So there's a lot of big shoes to fill around our program this year, but, our juniors and seniors have stepped up and done that and been good leaders and, have really done a good job in practice, you know, leading our kids and practicing hard and being coachable and all those things that we talk about. So yeah, we're definitely excited. I think this year, you know, we are going to rely on, some pretty good starting pitching that I think that we have, you know, guys like Carter Sintek, Landon Mueller, Brant Phillips, guys that, we're really looking forward to seeing. And also too, you know, you got guys like Caleb Herrick that, you know, Caleb, I think is going to have a really, really good year for us this year too on the bump. So, he's kind of lonely. He's one of our lone lefties, or one of our few lefties that we have in our program right now. One of two, so or three, excuse me. So it's good to have those guys, and like I said, it's good to have Caleb too.
Yeah. As far on the hitting side of things, is there anybody or any kids in particular looking to those leaders again?
Yeah, you know, Carter last year probably was our most consistent bat all last spring and last summer. So having him back obviously is huge. Also too, you know, we've had some guys that have looked really, really good, this year. You know, Isaac Herrick is one that he's looked, good all winter. And, so far the start of the spring, Landon Mueller, another one, Brant Phillips, Julius Cortez, you know, Jack Swanson, you know, the Cal Yonke. I mean, these guys that have been around for a couple years now that have looked good, Brady Millard, Ryan Winter, you know, all these guys that, like I said, have looked good defensively and offensively for us so far in our practices. So again, it's going to be, you know, we're just kind of chomping at the bit to get out and play. You know, there's only so much you can learn about yourself in practice. You need to go out and play somebody else and see what you got.
Yeah, that's for sure. Would you say the defense, boy, I know you preach defense all the time, and are you strong defensively like you have been in the past?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously last year, like I said, when you're replacing, you know, players like Dawson Glaus and, you know, Connor Richmond, you know, Jack Cooper, Brady Benson on the bump, you know, Hunter Mueller in the outfield, Candon McKenzie behind the plate. I mean, there's a whole bunch of guys that we're replacing, that were good baseball players for us and that were good, solid defensive players for us as well. So, anytime you're replacing that many guys, you get, you know, a little nervous, but, also at the same time, I mean, it's an opportunity, and it's in with what we've seen so far in practice. I mean, our kids have kind of stepped up to that challenge of, you know, who's going to be the next guy that's going to kind of carry the torch. And so, it's been fun to watch. And like I said, we're really looking forward to getting going.
Yeah. Early in the season, the bats, it's always hard to kind of gauge who's going to be hot with the bats, but has there been anybody in particular that you, when they get in the batting cage, you say, ooh, that sounds a little different.
Yeah, you know, Carter Sintek has not missed very many barrels in my cage when five inside. You know, and Brant Phillips has also shown a lot of pop out of his bat as well. So there's and also too, there's been other guys, but those are probably the two big ones that stand out. Landon Mueller also has put a lot of time into not only his not only pitching, but also too, he's put a lot of time into his offensive development as well. So again, he's had, all those guys have had really good, winters, and they've worked really hard. So it's good to see it. And hopefully we see some, the fruits of that labor, pay off here shortly.
Boy, it's great to have that many kids come out. 54, that makes it a little bit easier for the coaches to put people in positions. And, playing time, you're still going to get some playing time. But to have that many, boy, it sure makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Typically our number is usually, mid to upper 40s and those kind of things. I mean, this isn't the most we've ever had, but it's close. So it's good to have that, it's a number where you can get kids opportunities to play and develop and get better. The thing I'm really excited about is we had 19 freshmen come out, and that's a really, really nice number as far as, being able to have those kids, and they have their own schedule and their own practice schedule and all those other kind of things, but let those kids develop as well. So again, I think, we're going to provide plenty of opportunities for our kids to develop and become better baseball players and hopefully win some games.
Yeah, we have some games coming up this weekend. I forgot to ask you, I was going to ask you earlier. So pitching-wise, you kind of named some people. Behind the plate, very important also, that person touching the ball every play. Who are you looking at right there? Who do you have that is going to contribute behind the plate?
Quinn Gossett. So Quinn is, he caught for us last year as well, him and Kim. We're back there for us last summer and also last spring. Quinn again is another guy that has put in a ton of time into his development as a player. He's always one of the first guys that practice every single day over the winter. He was one of the first guys that workouts every single day. He just works hard, and not only does he work hard, but he's the kind of kid that, he's a good kid as well, which we have a ton of those right now, but also he's just a kid that, mm-hmm. He's a good teammate. He treats other kids the way that, they should be treated. And that's the stuff that you want to see in your program. And again, Quinn's a guy that does that for us. And Quinn will be a big part of our defense, big part of our offense, and a huge part of our team as well.
Good deal. All right. Well, good luck as we start off the season this week. And we'll be following you as we set things up to broadcast some of those games too.
You bet. Thank you.